San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, November 14, 2021. Today's lesson is Grateful Heart with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Beautiful song, beautiful music. Karen Drucker, I'm so grateful. When I first found that on the internet, I was looking for something else. And whenever you're looking for music on YouTube, it shows you this whole other world of music that may or may not be related to what you're searching for. And that's how I found this song. I decided that maybe there was a song called Grateful Heart. So I did a YouTube search on Grateful Heart and got all kinds of stuff, including I'm So Grateful by Karen Drucker. So that is how we opened our service this morning. And I am so very, very grateful simply to be here in your presence, to be here in your love. And so let us remember, as we always do, that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And we call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We have to live and move and have our being in the divine, because everything is the divine. Absolutely. So this is November, and our theme for November is gratitude. And that really works well with our annual theme for 2021, which is living in faith and wisdom. If we were ever going to be thankful for anything, I think it would be for our faith and for the wisdom that guides us. Because life is life. And if we don't have faith in something, then we will fall for anything, which is kind of an awkward paraphrase of some famous quote, but and also the wisdom to discern what is going on around, all around us in this world, to discern what is true and what is not. What is real? What is our spiritual life? And what is not? If we have a situation in our life going on, that's fine. The honest to God's truth is that's an outer thing, and we can focus on our inner life, the life of the divine within, to not be knocked about by the slings and arrows of life. So, what is gratitude? Well, it's an affirmation of goodness. An affirmation of goodness. It is thankfulness. It is gratefulness. It is a heart emotion. The depth of your heart is involved in gratitude. Probably everybody is attributed to the quote, start each day with a grateful heart. And what is the one thing that we absolutely can do for ourselves? Be grateful. When we wake up, I am grateful I am alive. I am grateful I am lying in a bed. I am grateful for the shelter over my head, the food that sustains me, the friends that I have. I am grateful for everything. But too many times we don't wake up in the morning thinking, I'm grateful, welcome a new day. We think, oh, is it that time already? I need to get up, I need to get ready, I need to. Well, thank you for all of these I need this, because that means I am being of service to someone somewhere. I matter to someone somewhere. Who we matter to doesn't matter, because we are the divine creation. We are part of the divine source. We are that essence of the God within. This year we're following the 365 Science of Mind. And so for today, the 365 Science of Mind content is about the fullness of the Christ. The fullness of the Christ. The Bible tells us the real self of each of us is Christ. This Christ is the perfect invisible presence back of, in, and through every living soul. The essence of you is the Christ consciousness, the awareness of the truth of being. This very nature of divinity is in every person. All that God is, beauty, abundance, gratitude, peace, power, and poise, wisdom, unity, compassion, all of these things, that's the nature of the divine, and that is within you. You. Within everyone. That's a pretty powerful essence that's in there. It's much more powerful than what anybody on the outside could possibly think of you. And you are such a blessing when you recognize the truth of who you are. Because when we recognize the truth of who we are, that gives us this great opportunity to remember, to recognize that that's not just the truth of me. That's the truth of every single person. Every single pet. Every single whatever is alive is God in action. It's such a thriller, you know, it makes me want to jump up and down excitedly and, you know, pour champagne for everybody. Hey, everybody, guess who you are? Let's take off the mask and see who you are as the divine. The Christ appears in all of our deeds of goodness, truth, or love. The Christ appears in, because it is the essence of, the good. And everything that we do through our Christ nature. It is our Christ nature that smiles at people, that stops and allows somebody to cross the street, that gives hugs or kisses, that takes care of little pets. All these acts of goodness, truth, and love are God in action, the Christ essence within you, in your activities. And in the activities of others. If you're out walking your dog and somebody says, oh, how adorable, and scrunches down to be sweet and kind to your dog and scruff its ears, with your permission, of course. That's the Christ acknowledging the love, the presence, acknowledging you as the presence. It's like when we say namaste. The divine in me recognizes and honors the divine in you and your little dog too. As we unveil the Christ in our own nature, we see more of the countenance of Christ in others. One of my favorites of Ernest Holmes' books is This Thing Called You. It's a little book. This particular one is very old. But it's This Thing Called You, and it's by Ernest Holmes, who also authored the Science of Mind textbook, and he's the founder of the religious science movement. I want to share something that he says in this book, which is all about you, by the way. He says, "You know that you live. You know that your life is peopled with events, persons coming and going, happenings taking place in your everyday experience, the thoughts in your own mind, the activities of your own affairs, the circulation of blood in your body. Don't you think this is the place to begin? You already understand the presence of life. It is not difficult, after all." So everybody understand the presence of life? You're sitting here, your life. All right. He also says, "Your endeavor, then, is not so much to find God as to realize it. His presence, to realize his presence and to understand that this presence is always with you. Nothing can be nearer to you than that which is the very essence of your being. Your outward search for God culminates in the greatest of all possible discoveries, the finding of Him at the center of your own being." He offers us a prayer, an affirmation. It's a long one. "I know that my search is over. I am consciously aware of the presence of the Spirit. I have discovered the great reality. I am awake to the realization of this presence. There is but one life. Today I see it reflected in every form, back of every countenance, moving through every act, knowing that the divine presence is in everyone I meet, the Spirit in all people. I salute the good in everything. I recognize the God life responding to me from every person I meet, in every event that transpires, in every circumstance in my experience. I feel the warmth and color of this divine presence forevermore pressing against me. Forevermore welling up from within me, the wellspring of eternal being present yesterday, today, tomorrow, and always." So he has written formally what I was trying to tell you. We already understand what life is, the physical life. And yet within our physical life, everything that animates us is spiritual, the divine presence. So, if you're with me so far, place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today, I gratefully affirm, right here and right now, I am the blessed child of God the Father. I and the Father are one. I am the face of God. And so it is. So just breathe. Breathe in that affirmation. And remember that you are the face of God. And the face of God has eyes. You are looking into the face. You are looking with God's eyes into the face of God all around you. want you to look at somebody here in the room. You are the face of God. Say that.
You are the face of God.
You are all the face of God. Thank you. We have a little treat at the end of the talk, too. So in all of this, we get to be grateful for many things. And we can say, that all is in divine order. Also in this thing called You, Ernest Holmes writes, there is a pattern of perfection at the center of your being, which has never been touched by disease or misfortune. There is a pattern of perfection at the center of your being, which has never been touched by disease or misfortune. That would be your spiritual essence. That would be your divine wholeness. That would be the absolute truth of who you are as a spiritual immortal being, having this human experience. Humanity, in its physical form, is not perfect as defined by those who define perfection, which is cool. Because those who think they can define perfection are mistaken. But the spiritual essence of you, Ernest writes, your intellect senses this through intuition. Your imagination feels it by divine right. Your inward consciousness knows it through faith. What you are trying to do is awaken your whole being to spiritual awareness. You are awakening your whole being to spiritual awareness. It just sends chills through me. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. I am so grateful to be constantly living in the presence of the divine and seeing its many wondrous expressions. I truly am. Everyone is a wondrous expression of the divine. And we should be grateful, we can be grateful for all of these wondrous expressions that exist. What else do we have to be grateful about besides everything? I want to share something else with you, also from this thing called You. I did tell you it's one of my favorite books. I have given copies of this book away to people who are in phases of their life where they are questioning what they have always believed, but don't know how to take any kind of a next step. So I give them this book. I say, hey, is this thing called You? Just read it. See if any of it rings true for you. Because the very first sentence in it is, you, like all others, are seeking the joy of living. Now, if that isn't kind of a, oh yeah, I am. I would like to find joy in my life. Let's see. This is on page 120 and 121. It's in chapter 14. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. Your kingdom of God is at hand. You have already inherited everything that belongs to this kingdom. The riches, power, glory, and might of this kingdom are yours today. You do not rob others by entering into the fullness of your kingdom of joy, your kingdom of abundance. You recognize that all people belong to the same kingdom. You are merely claiming for yourself what you would, claiming for yourself what you would that the law of good should do unto all. What he's saying is, hey, everybody should be claiming their good because it's available to everybody. It's not going to run out of stock. Shelves are not going to be empty. More than enough for everybody to have all. You're the only thing limiting you. Okay? He also says, the disciple John tells us that God is spirit, and Jesus, in utmost simplicity, proclaimed in the ecstasy of his illumination, I and the Father are one. What do you suppose would happen if you believed this? Not as a mere intellectual concept, but with deep inward feeling and an expanding sense of its meaning. What if I believe I and the Father are one? It's almost an overpowering concept to realize our oneness with the divine. It's easier to understand the laws of attraction, the laws of circulation, the laws of mental equivalence. It's easier to understand those and say, well, yeah, and those all work for me because I am one with God. But when we really, really think about I and the Father are one, it almost requires us to sit down and think. It's like if everybody in the world suddenly bowed down to us and said, everything is yours. All the land, all the wealth, all the goodness, let us pile it here for you. And we are grateful that you are here. We would think, what on earth is going on? Who am I to receive all this good? Well, when we remember and we actually deeply know that I and the Father are one, we know that it's already ours. And to keep us from getting a big head or overinflated ego, it's also everyone else's. All of the land, all of the riches, all of the love, all of the joy is always there for each and every person. That's omnipresence. The entirety of the universe, the entirety of spirit is present everywhere, all the time. So the omnipresence of the divine is within every person. And every person is a part of it. That's why we live and move and have our being in it. But to truly, truly understand, I and the Father are one, is so humbling, so empowering, so beautiful. And I am so grateful. In Joel Goldsmith's book, Practicing the Presence, he This is on pages 82 and 83. It's in the chapter of To Him That Hath, which is chapter 6. He writes, day after day we are faced with the same question. What have we? If we are well grounded in the letter of the truth, the answer is clear and certain. I have all that God has. I have because I and my Father are one. The Father is the source of all supply. In this relationship of oneness, I embody all supply. How then can I expect it to come to me from the outside? I must agree that I already have all that the Father has because of my oneness with the Father. Are we that which receives, or are we that center from which the infinity of God flows out? Are we the multitudes who sat at the Master, at the feet of the Master, waiting to be fed? Or are we the Christ, feeding the illumined? In the answer to that lies our degree of spiritual fulfillment. I and my Father are one means exactly what it says. We dare not ever look outside of our own being for our own good, but we must ever look upon ourselves as that center from which God is flowing. It is the function of the Christ, or Son of God, to be the instrument as which the good of Christ, of God pours out into the world. Lord, make me an instrument. You are an instrument. You are the channel through which God pours out all good. And gratitude is an affirmation of good. So you can be grateful for being one with the Father, being an instrument of the divine, and recognizing that everyone else is also an instrument of the divine, pouring forth the good. He writes an affirmation for us, and I'll just read it to you because it's kind of long. I am that center through which God operates, and therefore I understand the nature of supply. Never will I attempt to demonstrate supply. Never will I attempt to get supply. Since the activity of the Christ itself is supply, then all I need to do is to let it flow. Since I and my Father are one, and I am the Christ, or the Son of God, I am that place through which God flows. Therefore, I can meet every demand that is made upon me in the recognition of have. I have. I have. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. You and the Father are one. Everyone else in and the Father are one. The daily word from November 9th, 2021 is about life. I cherish my life and make the most of it. That's another way of saying I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for all life because I cherish it. I love it. And gratitude is an affirmation of good. And of course, love is good. They write, my life is mine for the making. I choose how to direct my energy, and I focus on how to prioritize my time. I expect good things to happen, but I'm not derailed if they don't. I look for whatever I can learn from my struggles. I apologize when warranted, and I stand up for myself when I need to. I seek to learn and grow from unwelcome experiences. Now, why is that important? If we say I and the Father are one, why would we have any unwelcome experiences? And God forbid we should actually learn from them. Well, because we are making decisions in a human form. We are seeing the conditions and the stuff going on around us as humans do. And so part of the divine wisdom is learning and growing from any unwelcome experiences. But what we're learning is spiritual truths. We're gaining greater awareness. What we're growing in is our awareness and our capacity to live our divine spiritual life. It's kind of cool. Makes mistakes kind of worthwhile. Daily Word says, I take time out for fun and simple pleasures daily. Yay! I treat my body like the temple it is by eating nutritious food and getting good exercise. When an exciting opportunity rises, I seize it. I commit to engaging in the sacred nature of the world, trusting that God within guides my steps, leading me to my most perfect life. Well, sure, God within is the infinite intelligence. Our desires are to be fully present in the eternal now. And so we are guided in how we can experience, explore, be a part of this, see with the awareness of the spiritual eyes, the eyes of God that are right within you because you are the face of God. You are the face of God. Gratefulness is our very nature. We are blessed in ways we may never understand. Just like the concept of I and the Father are one seems so overwhelming, and yet it is so simple. I mean, what the heck is hard to understand about omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience? A lot. You really need to go be in touch with your divine nature to allow those to be manifested through your life consciously. But it's a good thing. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? All of them. All of them, while they are also surfing, skiing, flying through space, all of them doing absolutely everything on the head of every pin. Omniscience. So I want to restate Reverend Mark's quote from Maya Angelou, be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. Because you're not just being a rainbow in their cloud, you are the rainbow. You are every cloud. You are the same essence as every person. So thank you for your divine essence. Thank you for your divine presence and your physical presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so grateful. Namaste.